We have angels in this. We have seven in my back right corner. And then, of course, in the rear, we have my favorite, Aunt Michael stomping the devil right at the back. I'm surprised we don't have one of the Annunciation with the angel Gabriel and Mary, subject of our gospel. Am I surprised? It's one of the most beloved scenes in the Christian story, where it all began with a young girl's yes to God's proposal. Why do we love it? Is it the angel? Or is it Mary's courage that's so appealing? Or the reassurance that God can and will invade our lives, giving us our own chances to say yes to God's wild plans? Over the centuries, artists have been very formal to the point of being completely unrealistic, showing Mary dressed in silk or brocade, golden hair perfectly plaited like a crown, nails perfectly manicured. It's hard to remember she's just a girl in her early teens with very little experience with men or angels or the world. Nazareth was a little hick town, although when Sharon and I visited last year, it was not small. In fact, it had the largest church in the whole Middle East there, named for Mary, which included a stone grotto on the ground floor, said to be the ruins of her home at the time of today's gospel. She's often been pictured alone spinning or reading at a prayer desk, when out of nowhere comes a magnificent angel as beautiful as she is, like a papal emissary with a tiara on his head. Fred is usually white, although one artist gives him peacock feathers. Somewhere we usually see a dove, sign that the Holy Spirit is active. But down below, everything depends on Mary, with Gabriel kneeling in front of a girl whose answer, he, God, and the whole creation depend. But that picture is truly unrealistic. Mary did not really get to give an answer, did she? The angel didn't ask her if she'd like to be a mother of God. He told her God had been gracious to her, that she would bear a son who would be king of Israel forever. The angel didn't ask how that sounded and whether she'd like to try it out. He told her, "The Lord is with you." Mary, a good Jewish girl, was understandably perplexed. She had heard about the Garden of Eden, where Eve bungled things but good by believing an equally strange creature, as she didn't want to make the same mistake. So she asked, "How can this be?" She wanted to make sense out of what made no sense, that God needed her help, her surrender to make possible his son's flesh and blood on earth. "How can this be?" was all she asked. But there aren't there other questions she would have asked. "Will Joseph stick around? Will my parents still love me? Will I get stoned for sleeping around? Will the labor be hard? Will someone help me then? My child is to be the king of Israel, but what about me?" She may have thought of some of these, but she didn't ask. She listened to the brief words of the angel, knowing it was going to happen. She could have said yes or no, whether to take hold of this unknown life or fight it as well as she could. Mary was the only one in history of the world who had this decision to make, and she said, yes. The Eastern Church knows her as Theotokos, the God-bearer, who consented to carry, give birth to, nurse, and raise the Son of God. Now, Mary was certainly unique. But we can think of our own stories sometimes when we hear what she went through in making her choices. Our own stories. We have many choices to make during our own lives. It is up to us to try to choose our own lives, but more often than not, they seem to choose us. Our best laid 10-year plans are in rough. seldom can we know these in advance. Like Mary, our choices often are to say yes or no. Yes, I will live this life facing me, or no, I will not. I'll explore this unexpected turn of events, or I will not. If you say no, you can drop your eyes and not look up until the angel leaves, then go back to everyday life and pretend nothing has happened. If your life begins to change anyway, you can try to ignore it with all of your energy and deny its happening. If this doesn't work, you can become angry and bitter, comparing yourself to everyone else whose lives seem better. If you succeed at this, your life will not be easy, but you can rest assured no angels will ever trouble you again. Or like Mary, you can say yes. You can decide to be a daredevil, a test pilot, a gambler. You can pay attention to a strange creature, a strange idea. You can do things you don't know how to do for reasons you don't entirely understand. Taking part in a thrilling, dangerous scheme with no script and no guarantee. You can agree to smuggle God into the world inside your own body. Now, saying yes does not mean you're not afraid. By the way, it just means that fear will not stop you, that you're not willing to let fear lock you into your room. So you say yes to the angel. Here I am, let it be with me according to your word. So you become one of Mary's people, one more Theotokos who is willing to bear God into the world. This has been a Christian responsibility since the days of Jesus Christ. Over these past 2,000 years, I found this responsibility stated beautifully for us by two ancient but well-known Christians, one from the 13th century and one from the 16th century. Meister Eckhart wrote, quote, "We are all meant to be mothers of God. What good is it to me if this eternal birth of the divine Son takes place unceasingly, but does not take place with myself? And what good is it to me if Mary is full of grace, if I am not also full of grace? What good is it to me for the Creator to give birth to His Son, if I do not also give birth to Him in my time and my culture? This, then, is the fullness of time, when the Son of God is begotten in us." Teresa of Avila said, quote, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion is to look out to the earth. Yours are the feet by which He is to go about doing good. And yours are the hands by which He is to bless us now." Unquote. Greetings, favored ones. The Lord is with us. Do not be afraid, for nothing will be impossible with God.